soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on the 4th of July, 2022. This is about the cult of liberty. The cult of liberty comes in many forms. It's an ancient deity with various activities of its worship and doctrine. It has far-reaching influence throughout the world and time. Its effects are on cultures and behaviors, desires, procedures, and customs. This cult masquerades. It wears many masks, even disguising her ways, as it is absorbed into every nation, state, city, town, government, and religion, sometimes undetected. This cult is evil. I expose it today and declare its certain doom and all those who love it without repentance or remorse. Woe, woe, woe. The time of judgment is manifesting in the earth. This cult stems from a goddess, a true demon from God's perspective. The secret societies worship her and offer her practices throughout cultures and celebrations worldwide. They know what they're doing. The carnal, worldly people that do not know the Lord are steeped in her system of worship. They are ignorant and spiritually blind to this fact. Then there are double-minded, worldly, professing Christians that do not know the way of the Lord and have not grown in their discernment that comes through loving Jesus with all the heart. Their spiritual eye is dim at best and darkened at worst. They stumble at the rest of the spirit as the spiritually blind world. The world is the world, whether secular or spiritual. God has called his people out of the world and to shine as a light in the midst. The cult of liberty beckons all to come, eat of her dainties. The wicked love liberty from God. They love what he hates. This form of liberty is at odds at the true liberty that comes through Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is true, authentic, life-giving liberty. It is pure and holy, true, and of the Spirit. This is where God is. He can only be found there. The thing is, so many really do not want God or anything to do with him. And that is so grieving indeed. This is why so many in the cult of liberty want total freedom from him and the total freedom from any and all restraint that God commands. In true satanic doctrine, do as thou wilt, for this is the summation of the law of Satan. This was declared by the man known as the Beast, Aleister Crowley, a comrade of the founder of Scientology, who was a British intelligence agent, as well as Jack Parsons, an extreme occultist extraordinaire. Jack Parsons was the founder of JPL, a military arm of the United States, some years back. This hatred for God and any association with him has spread far and wide in the world. The level of rank rebellion is reaching down into the depths of Satan, almost unfathomable. God is seen this before, as the world was violent and wicked, all their thoughts were evil continually. Just prior to God destroying the world in an unprecedented flood that wiped every living creature from the face of the earth, that is, except 8 souls led by Noah, and the animals that God brought to the ark. Everyone and everything else perished in the flood. And the recording of this event was to serve as the warning for those living in the same godless way in their worship of liberty, every man doing what's right in their own eyes, not God's. Such unprecedented rebellion leads to the same death. It is certain. The cult masters of liberty spread their dogma everywhere. They've been at the helm of leading the world astray from God. They led by commerce, education, government, lawless laws, heretical false religion, and its leavened doctrines, and the media. The songs, movies, theater, TV, radio are filled with rank, darkened ideals that foster the idea of do as you will. They lie as Satan, saying, you can disobey God and live forever, no problem. They lie just as their father the devil did in the Garden of Eden. He promises life by going against God. Believing him gets you nowhere for long. Another form of the cult of liberty comes by those who think they are free to do as they please because they have some ritualized custom they performed in the past. During the time of the prophet Jeremiah, the worshippers came into the temple that existed at that time and committed all manners of iniquity at the same time as professing to know God, including burning incense to Baal. They refused his voice to stop and love him. They continued to choose all he detested and grieved him until fury arose in him. Then God told Jeremiah he was going to send those harlot religious people of his into another nation as captives for 70 years. And if they went along with God's plan for restoration and went willingly, they would live. If not, they would perish by warfare, starvation, or some form of death by violence. The choice was theirs. I speak today of the cult of liberty. Again, this is the 4th of July in 2022. The United States of America celebrates once again her day. She again has duped so many unsuspecting people. Large amounts of the USA population has believed it was a symbol of political and national freedom. Not so. A shrine of this goddess and all her repugnance she represents sits on Liberty Island in New York Harbor, New York City. They call it the Statue of Liberty. It's a gross, monstrous idol with horns of rays upon her head as a crown, showing the cultic illumination for following Satan's ways of disobedience to God. The light Satan offers by disobeying God, he says, makes one a god. Satan is a slimy, slithering salesman selling enticements for mere tokens. Many give their own soul to get the corrupted riches, while others sign up for endless limited pleasures that end up killing them. And then there are those that take the opportunity to hobnob with the rich and famous, wicked from their own deluded desires of vanity.